from 5K. The only thing I would say about three division games is the fact of who gets two home games and who gets one. Yeah, it would just change every year. So, you know, you have nine, and, you know, in one season, you're playing Dallas twice at home, once on the road. You're playing the Giants twice at home, once on the road. You're playing Philly once on the road, twice on the road, once at home. And then the next year, you would have, you know, so that year you're playing five at home, four on the road. The next year, you'd have four at home, five on the road. They would just rotate, you know, year by year. There's actually a lot of benefit to it. I think the issue is whether or not, you know, it would be perceived as overly excessive and actually like almost putting those division games into, you know, the commodity sort of bucket where, yeah, it's now they're just like any other games because we see them so often. You know, you might just get oversaturated with them, but it'd be a travel reducer. There's a cost travel reduction, safety associated with that, and it would really emphasize the divisions because when you go to 18, even now, only six of the 17 are division games. You go to 18, a true third of your games will be division games. The other 12 won't be. You know, there's this thought of going to some sort of seeding and not guaranteeing a home game for a division winner would somehow make the divisions less relevant. What's made the divisions a little bit less relevant is that they're only six games out of the 17. So the other 11, just by the nature of the number, are important, like more important than the six head-to-head. Sure, you get into tiebreaker stuff and you win, you go 4-2, 5-1 in the division. You got a chance more likely than not to do well in the division, but not if you don't do well and extremely well in the other 11 games. I think it would be interesting. You know, I think that, you know, if it, starting in 2027 or 2028, 18 game schedule, and you've got nine games against the Eagles, Giants, and Cowboys, maybe we just get sick of those division games where, you know, right now, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder because there's so many weeks in a row we go without playing a division game. So when we finally get there, it seems even bigger. I don't know. That's not what I wanted to talk about. We can do that another day. I'm going to keep that, though, on my list of things here. That's an idea. Nine division games, nine other games when you go to 18. I would love to at least see the league like consider it just to hear what the response would be. And who would be in favor of it and why, and who would be against it and why. So tomorrow, the revised version of the Tush Push is going to be voted on. The Packers' proposal before the recent revision, which I'll get into in a moment, had the support back at the Palm Beach League meetings in March or April of 16 teams, eight teams short. So instead of, you know, killing it, they actually tabled it. And the Packers came back with a modified proposal on the Tush Push. Remember, it's the Packers that really had an issue with it. Mark Murphy, the president of the team, former Redskin, former champion here, said, you know, back at some point when the season ended, quote, "There is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less. I would like to see the league prohibit pushing or aiding the runner, the quarterback, on this play. There used to be a rule prohibiting this, but it is no longer enforced because I believe it was thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. This would bring back the traditional quarterback sneak that worked pretty well for Bart Starr and the Packers, in the Ice Bowl." So I agree with that. You know, by the way, I think that Jalen Hurts, because of his lower body strength, would be pretty successful without being aided. Probably not as much as he is being aided. So here is essentially what the Packers are now proposing. It's basically now a rule that will be considered and voted on next week, where you cannot aid the runner in any way on any part of the football field. So, you know, example, you can't push or pull a player who has the football in his hands anywhere on the field. It's a broad ban of pushing or pulling a ball carrier anywhere on the field. How many times in recent years have we seen, you know, the runner gets to the six, and then all of a sudden he's fighting and he's staying upright, and then here come four offensive linemen and a tight end, and they push him into the end zone. That would be banned as well. We've seen players get pulled from, you know, the 10-yard line, you know, and a lineman or a receiver will reach out ahead of him and pull him forward. That would be banned as well. Offensive players would not be able to assist the runner except by individually blocking opponents for that runner. This, as Mark Murphy said months ago, this used to be a rule. It was hard to officiate, and then it just stopped being enforced. There used to be a rule, going back to, you know, basically the early 2000s, that you could not push or pull a ball carrier. But we didn't, the league didn't enforce it, and so it essentially, for all intents and purposes, went away. So the question at 301-230-0980 is, are you in favor of this rule or not? Are you in favor of what will likely get voted on tomorrow? It's not even really a tush-push anymore. It's a rule that will prohibit an offensive player from pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting a runner except by individually blocking opponents for him. By the way, what's the penalty for doing it? 10 yards. They are proposing this rule in the name of player safety and pace of play. And again, it would almost reinstate a previous rule that prohibited players from pushing or pulling to assist a ball carrier. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Are you in favor of the league passing that rule or not? I am definitely in favor of it. I don't like the other pushes and pulls. I don't like to see a runner essentially get to the, you know, 11-yard line and get held up and stopped, and then all of a sudden get pushed from behind 10 yards into the end zone. I don't like that rule. I don't like the way that has sort of evolved. It's like if a runner can just stay upright without, you know, their progress being stopped, but sometimes it's like their progress is almost stopped and then they get a quick push and they're, you know, resuscitated in the moment as a ball carrier with the help of three big offensive linemen, another running back, and a tight end. And then they all end up falling on top of each other in the end zone, and it's like touchdown. I don't like that. I'm in favor of this rule. I would have been in favor of just outlawing the tush push. It would have simply been you're not allowed to push or pull a ball carrier behind the line of scrimmage. I would have been in favor of that. But I'm in favor of this as well. The other rule that will get voted on tomorrow is, potentially tomorrow, is the rule changing the playoff seeding format. You would go to four division winners qualifying for the postseason, just as they always have, with the next three teams in each conference being wild card teams. But once you had your seven qualifying teams, you would seed them based on record 1-7. The top seed would still have the only bye right now that exists, you know, the 2-1 seeds, and then you'd have two play seven, two host seven, three host six, four host five. So you would, you know, avoid the 7-10 division winner hosting the 14-3 5 seed wild card team. I'm in favor of that. So two big, significant rules changes will be voted on tomorrow at the league meetings in Minneapolis. Where do you stand on both? The rule, we'll call it the tush-push rule, but the way it's been revised, it's much more than that. No pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting a runner anymore, anywhere on the field. And then the other rule being seeding the playoff field based on record. I'm in favor of both of those rule changes. Max, what about you?
It's tough. I always go back and forth on the tush-push, but like at the end of the day, especially because my personal biases, let's ban it. Get it out of my league. I don't want any competitive advantage for divisional opponents, especially if their O-line is twice as big as everybody else's. I think that's a cheat code. But I also understand the reasons behind the arguments behind keeping it. But my personal biases tell me get it out. Get it out of my league.
Just to be clear from my position, this has nothing to do with this being a Philadelphia play for me. If this were just Buffalo and Seattle was the other team that had been successful doing it, I would still want it out. I don't like the play. I don't think it feels like a football play. I'd much rather see a traditional quarterback sneak, or I'd rather see play action, or I'd rather see my back get the ball. Like I've talked about this a lot recently, but the Eagles, without question, with Saquon Barkley in particular in that offensive line, are leaving a lot of yards, you know, on the table by running that play. Now that play is a high probability conversion for a first down play. I think it impacts pace of play from this standpoint. The Eagles often run it on two consecutive plays. So you get two tush pushes. You get a third and two, and then a fourth and one. I don't like seeing two plays back to back taken up by that particular aesthetic. I don't. And I hate the idea that defenses can't try to time the snap and do whatever they can to stop it for fear of a touchdown might be awarded, like we saw in the NFC Championship game. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Are you yes or no on the, we'll call it the tush-push rule, even though it's been revised to be a push-pull aiding in any way for any ball carrier at any portion and any time on the field? And then two, do you want to see playoffs, future playoff fields, be seeded based on record? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com. All right. Two rules to be voted on tomorrow. The tush push, but the revised rule proposal from the Packers on the tush push is essentially a rule that will prohibit any pulling, assisting, pushing of a ball carrier anywhere on the football field. So it's not just you can't push the quarterback once he takes the snap. You can't push the running back when he is, you know, stood up at the 20-yard line and 2 yards short of the first down, and here comes three offensive linemen to push him another 3 or 4 yards. You can't pull a runner. No pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting a runner anywhere on the field except by blocking opponents for said player. That was a rule on the books for many years. It just was never enforced. A 10-yard penalty would be yardage on getting flagged on that. And then the second, so yes or no, and we'll just refer to it as tush-push, even though it's much more than tush-push. Yes or no on that rule proposal? Would you vote yes to ban it or no not to ban it? And then the other is the playoff seeding discussion. The playoff teams would be, just as they've always been decided, division winners, three wild card teams, but once you had the seven teams, they would be seeded based on record 1-7. I am in favor of both of those rule changes. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Jonesy. Jonesy, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, long time no talk to you.
Yeah,
man.
Jonesy, what's up, man? Hope you're well.
Yes, indeed, and hope you are too, man. Love listening to your show. Listen, man, yes, I'm in favor of banning the that tush-push big time because there's a lot going on with that. And if you look at the All-22, you catch more out of that than a little bit. You see neutral zone infraction from Philly and the whole nine. It's just not caught. Now, I don't understand how it's not caught, but it's not. You see also from time to time in certain other games that the guy's actually being picked up and pushed right around when the whistle's being blown. But, you know, it's just one of those just slippery move plays, man. So, yeah, ban that. And, yeah, I'm in favor of also, you know, the rule change on the way the seating thing goes, man. Yep, and I'm not sure if I'm not, you know, if I add this to it, a second playoff, you know, bye. You know, for the second seed team.
Yeah, so, you can't do it with seven. The numbers don't work by giving two byes. Right. You know, when you get if they were to expand the playoff field to eight with an 18-game schedule, I think that's been discussed. I personally like fewer playoff teams. I like the way it is right now. But then if you ever get to eight, then no one's going to get a bye.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I got you. Yep. So I'm in favor of both, though. Nice talk to you, Kevin.
Yeah, you too, Jonesy. Thanks. Dennis in Frederick, ban tush push or the tweaked version of the tush push? And then how would you vote on seeding the playoff field based on record? Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I officiated football most of my adult life, high school, boys club, men's touch, semi-pro. And in all of those and in college, it's called aiding the runner, and aiding the runner has always been illegal everywhere except all of a sudden 20 years ago or whatever. I saw it in the pros, and I went, wait a minute, that's illegal.
Right.
And they didn't call it. And then I kept looking, and they just took the rule out. I think it is a competitive disadvantage on the defense, but banning it the way Green Bay says is the way to go. There's a slight technicality. You can't aid them towards the other team's end zone. You can grab a guy and throw him towards yours, but not theirs.
Wait. What do you mean? Hold on.
Wrestling.
Explain what you just said.
You can't grab Jalen Hurts and pull him back towards your own end zone. You have to push him towards the other end zone. That's aiding the runner, and that's what.
Well, yeah, but why
illegal.
Would you ever pull him backwards to begin with?
You would not. I'm just being a silly official because that's what the rule says.
Got it.
But it's sumo wrestling. It's not football, and it's just not needed either. Now, as for the seeding, Kevin, I personally, all the sports you've played all your life and mine, winning a division, winning a conference, winning whatever it is you were in, always used to mean something, and you would get rewarded for it. If you do what you're saying, there's no reward for it, and you might as well just have two divisions, AFC and NFC.
No, because the reward is qualifying for the playoffs.
Well, but you could do that with, it doesn't matter. 7-1 side. Oh, I see what you're saying. You can still have a bad record and still qualify.
Exactly. If you're battling at the end of the year in the NFC South and three teams are, you know, 7-2 or 7-8 and 1-6-9, you're still battling to qualify for the postseason by winning your division. Winning your division still guarantees you a playoff spot.
It does. I personally like the idea of the divisions
home field
and
is part of it
and all that. Yes, and it is part of that as well. Whether you deserve it or not, I don't know. I like it the way it is, tell you the truth. But it isn't going to break my heart if they change it. As long as my team gets in the playoffs and continues to win in the playoffs, at that level, that's really what people care about. So that's one of those I don't care. But aiding the runner, absolutely put that rule back in.
Yeah, it is interesting, right, that it was always a rule, and for whatever reason, they just stopped enforcing it. Thanks, Dennis. Good perspective. Appreciate it. Let's go to Ethan in Annapolis. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I'll just say this. I mean, there's nothing competitive about when a running back or a quarterback or whoever is being tackled by a defender, and then the 200-300-pound offensive linemen come and push him, you know, 5 yards down the field. It shouldn't be allowed, and I'm glad they're going to hopefully vote in favor of banning it, the revised version. And the other thing is I disagree with the last caller, because there's a reason you're supposed to win as many games in sports as possible, and we've seen it here. Like, we made the playoffs 7-9 a few years ago, the year Tampa won the Super Bowl. Why should we be rewarded because we played a soft schedule with no quarterbacks at the end? I mean, I know things happen in every division, but there's a reason that you win as many games as possible, and I don't think that a 6-10 or 7-10 team should have a home game against an 11-5 team. I'm in favor of the change.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of ideas on that. Like, you know, if you win a division, as long as you've got a winning record or 500 record or winning record, then you get to host. But if you win a division with a losing record, then you actually are going to get seeded based on your record. I think it's just cleaner and easier to seed based on record. I think it's competitively unfair for the Minnesota Vikings, who won 14 games last year, to have to play on the road against somebody who won 10. You know, I think Washington last year, as a 12-win team, shouldn't have to travel to a team that only won 10. But I believe enough, and the divisions are very important to me, because they've been so important to the league historically, I want the divisions to still mean something. So if you win the division, you qualify for the postseason. You know, without that, then you might as well just do away with the divisions. But yeah, I think you're going to make many more games mean something at the end of the year if you're playing for not only qualifying for the postseason, but you're playing for seeding as well. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The league's going to vote on two things tomorrow. They're going to vote on whether or not to ban the tush push, which has been tweaked to include all plays wherever they are on the field. You cannot assist, you cannot pull, you cannot push, you cannot lift a ball carrier anywhere on the field. So the play that we see where a running back gets slowed down and is about to get tackled, you know, 2 yards short of the end zone or 5 yards short of the end zone or the first down marker, and then you get a bunch of offensive linemen to come up and push, that'll be outlawed too. So it's not just the tush push. Are you in favor of outlawing that? Yes or no? Why or why not? And then the other thing is playoff seeding. Seeding the field once the field has been established with 4 division winners and 3 wild card teams based on record. So as a division winner, if you've got, you know, a 9-8 record and the 5 seed is 13-4, you're going to have to play that game on the road even though you won the division. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, go ahead.
Kevin, I agree with the tush push. And now that you explain, I agree with you on the tush push. I think if you explain it like you just explained it, because we see plays, not just the tush push, but where people are 4 or 5 yards down, and then offensive linemen, like you said, they'll push them and they get the first down. All that stuff should be outlawed. That included, along with the tush push, should be outlawed. As far as the seeding is concerned, look, you play to win the game, as Herm Edwards used to say. And last year, I think for a fact, you had two anomalies. You had 2 teams. Really, you had 3 teams. Okay, we could throw the Packers in there as well, too. You had 3 teams that had better records than the Rams and the Buccaneers, okay, in Washington, Green Bay, and Minnesota. There's no way – now, I get where everybody was going with that, but I honestly think in that case you do have to just go by records in general. You have – now, if they're a tie and it's a division record and division winner and a regular season wild card, then you give the tie to the division winner.
That's part of the proposal.
You have to go by records.
Mark, you just added something that I haven't mentioned. That is actually part of the Detroit proposal, which is if a division winner is tied with a wild card team, It wouldn't go to head-to-head. It would go to the division winner would win that tiebreaker and get to host the game. And I'm fine with that as a tiebreaker.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Why did you think – well, let me ask you this. Do you think it's because Detroit felt like they should have played somebody else outside of Washington the first game? You think that's the reason why they pushed it?
Well, Detroit still, actually, if it had been seeding based on record last year, Detroit would have been the one, Washington would have been the four. The reason Washington went to Detroit in round two is because Washington was a six and upset the three in the first round and became the lowest seeded team to advance. You know, it's not a perfect bracket. It's reseeding after each round. So Detroit wasn't technically supposed to even play Washington in the postseason last year. They were scheduled to play the Rams-Vikings winner in the 4-5 game.
Right. We was actually supposed to go to Philadelphia. And the Rams were supposed to go to Detroit. We were supposed to go to Philadelphia. So, yeah. They need to do something about that. They need to fix that. The NBA has fixed that. The one thing I give the NBA credit, you may have a division winner. It used to be where the division winner would get a higher seed than someone who had a better record. But if they went head-to-head,
they don't do that anymore.
Tiebreaker or whoever had the best record. Yeah.
They don't do,
All right, buddy.
Honestly, I don't even know what the NBA divisions are. I'm pulling it up right now. Like, are there even divisions anymore? I don't even know that there are. I mean, that's crazy that I don't know that. Yeah, it says that there's an NBA, you know, Eastern Conference, Atlantic, Central, Southeast. Wizards are in the Southeast with the Magic, Heat, Hawks, and Hornets. I mean, the only thing you ever see is you see the conference standings. And now with the play-in, 7 through 10, the divisions are completely irrelevant in the NBA. In the NFL, they'll always be important, and this would not change that part of it. You just aren't going the extra step of rewarding a division winner with not only a playoff berth, but also a home game. That's what the proposal is, to seed based on record once you have the seven qualified teams, which would come from four division winners, three wild cards. 301-230-0980. Let's keep the phone lines going. We've got a line open if you want to jump in. Are you in favor of banning the tush push? And again, it's just not the tush push. It is aiding a runner anywhere on the field. You can no longer, you know, aid, you know, push, pull, lift, assist a runner anywhere on the field. So that would eliminate the, you know, multiple linemen pushing the running back from 3 yards short of the goal line into the end zone as well. You in favor of that? You in favor of reseeding or seeding based on record? 301-230-0980. Let's go to Samaj. Samaj, go ahead. Thanks.
Hey, Coach. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Samaj?
First off, I'm gonna speak on the seeding thing. I'm always in favor of postseason high to low seeding. I think this is the fair way to go about it. So that's where I'm at on that. I'm for that rule. However, on this aiding the runner and tush push deal, I want to speak to a refinement type of thing. Because I watch college ball too. And what I've witnessed over the last 5-10 years is that it's just overall gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with the tush push per se. So this is what I would like to see. First of all, it's football. It's physical. It's man-on-man, mano-a-mano. I don't mind a little rugby element in the game. I don't mind it at all. Not to mention that this goes both ways. It's not like one team can do it and the other team can't. So the defensive guys and defensive coaches get paid to coach and to strategize and to play and to stop as well. So I don't necessarily have an issue with it, but I think there needs to be some refinement. I would get rid of all aiding the runner situations, period. That's the part that's out of hand.
That's what the rule is.
I don't like it. Right, I don't like it. But yeah. I would like to see a refinement, Kevin, where you could do a tush push 5 yards in, whether it be 5 and 5 yards for the first down, 5 yards for up the goal line. I don't mind that. Like I said, both sides get to do it. Both sides get to strategize, get to stop it. So that's what I would like. Get rid of the aiding the runner all up and down the field. However, if kids want to do the tush push inside 5 yards for a first down, inside 5 yards for a goal line situation, let them have at it. Like I said, the defensive guys get paid too. Let's keep it, you know, enough football has been taken away.
So you're against the rule. You don't want you're fine with a push or a push or an assistance of the quarterback under the center behind the line of scrimmage, but you are opposed to it everywhere else on the field.
5 yards in is the only way that play should be allowed. And
what do you mean 5 yards in? 5 yards from the end zone?
5 yards, period. If it's 5 yards to a first down, it's legal. If it's 5 yards to a goal line, it's legal.
You would never use it anywhere outside 5 yards. Why would you tush-push on second and six?
Well, that's where it falls into the aiding the runner. That's what I'm saying. Anything outside of 5 yards is aiding the runner. All that needs to go to the waste can. I'm saying inside 5 yards, whether it be for a first down, whether it be a goal, I don't mind the tush-push. Like I said, both teams get to do it. Both teams get to try to stop it. I don't mind that rugby element in the game.
I'm not completely following the logic, but let me just say this with respect to stopping it. You know, they basically told you in the NFC Championship game there is an extent to which you are allowed to go before we're going to stop you from trying to stop it. And we're going to award the team a touchdown. Washington was trying to time the snap. That was their creative way in trying to stop it. And the referee stopped the game after the second offsides on Frankie Louvu and said, you know, the next one could be an awarding of a touchdown. So I'm not in favor of that. If they keep this rule and the tush-push continues, then I think the defense should be able to do whatever it wants creatively within the rules to stop it, and I don't think part of the rules should be to award a touchdown. It is a pace of play issue from this standpoint. It is a slow play. It's an uneventful play. And if you're going to run it over and over again and the defense is going to try to stop it over and over again by timing the cadence and committing penalties, then you're going to end up in the quagmire you ended up with in the NFC Championship game. I don't think you should stop the defense from trying to do that. It sounds like you agree. I'm not sure I really get the whole 5 yard thing.
I agree with you on your point, that part, 100%. But like I said, both teams are able to do this. It's not like one team can and one team cannot.
It's a league rule.
And defensive players, they get paid to stop offenses. So as much football has been taken away, as much stuff has gone to aiding one side or the other, that is one part of the game that is pretty much either you can stop it or you can't. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that because that's football. But outside of a goal line situation, outside of 5 yards to a first down, all that aiding the runner.
Well, there are rules that prevent you from doing things that defenses don't have to stop, like holding, clipping, illegal use of hands, all those things. And this would just be another one. You're not allowed to assist the runner, the ball carrier. And if you do, it's a penalty. Stop them, by tackling the ball carrier short of the sticks, short of the goal line, without having three players push that player forward into the end zone. That part of it actually, thanks for the call, Samaj, that part
one,
of that
one
of,
play,
of the now
mind.
Revised rule, Samaj, I got to move on and I got to get to a break. But that part of the rule, actually, to me, there is a safety element to a 360-pound offensive lineman running up behind a ball carrier and pushing that ball carrier who is, getting stopped 2 yards short of the goal line or a first down and pushing that player and that whole pile backwards or forwards. But for a defense, it's going backwards. All right. I see everybody on hold. Stay there. We'll take more calls on this. Are you in favor of what they're going to vote on tomorrow? And that is not just banning the tush-push. Again, the rule has been revised in terms of what they're considering. The revised rule prohibits an offensive player anywhere on the field from pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting a runner. So you wouldn't see tush-pushes anymore, and you wouldn't see that running back get pushed by four offensive linemen from the six-yard line into the end zone when it looks like he's about to go down. 301-230-0980. The other thing is they're going to vote more likely than not tomorrow on seeding the playoff field by record. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team 980.com. Before I get back to the phone lines, the NBA Western Conference Finals get underway tonight. Very much looking forward to Timberwolves Thunder. Would have preferred to have seen Denver advance so you can watch more of Jokic, but SGA versus, you know, Ant Edwards will be a phenomenal matchup. I actually like the Thunder to not only win the Western Conference Finals, but to win the title. I like them tonight, laying 7.5, but I think this will be a long series. I'm looking forward to this series more than Pacers-Knicks, but, you know, the scene in the Garden for these playoff games is pretty sick. I actually like Indiana to win that series in 6 games. I like an Indiana-Oklahoma City NBA final. That's crazy to even mention. And we will have, regardless of what the NBA matchup is in the finals, we're going to have a 7th consecutive winner that isn't a repeat winner in the previous 7 years. The 7th unique NBA champion in a row. This used to be a sport dominated by the upper echelons. It has changed for sure. All right, back to the phone lines. Yes or no? Do you want the tush push or the tweaked version of the tush push banned? And how do you feel about seeding the playoff format, but seeding the playoff field by record? Let's go to Teddy in Silver Spring. Teddy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. I'm sure. Against the tush push and any iteration or version of it because it negates the forward progress rule. Like every time you think that a runner's forward progress is stopped, the ref never blows the whistle, and then they get like 3, 4, 5 additional yards because somebody's pulling or pushing them or assisting them. So
right.
I don't feel like both. So either say there's no forward progress rule or the tush push, but I don't see how both can exist because it gives the offense an unfair advantage that after the play is over, they still can continue to get yards. After the forward progress is stopped.
Yeah, and technically, a forward progress is stopped by rule today, even without the tweak of the rule, the play is whistle dead. But to your point, how many times do we think it appears as if progress has been stopped or it's about to get stopped, and then you get 3 big offensive linemen pushing the guy, set, 5, 6 yards further down the field?
Exactly. And I think that the playoffs should be seeded by record. I mean, you've seen a lot of times where division leaders or champs have losing records or terrible records, and then they get, advantages because they're the best of the worst. I think that you should go by record.
Yep. We're in agreement. Thanks, Teddy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kenny. Kenny's calling from Charlotte. Kenny, go ahead.
How you doing, Kev?
Good, Kenny.
I would say real quick going backwards, I'm okay with the seeding the way it is. If they changed it, I would be all right with it. But to me, if you 11-5 facing a team that's 7-10, you should beat them on any field. That's just my personal opinion.
Yep.
So that's how I look at that. As it pertains to the tush push, I personally don't like the fact that a 300-plus pound lineman can run all the way upfield full head of steam and barrel into the back of his own player. To me, I've seen too many people get up real slow, after a play like that. I want my running back to get up and play the next play, or receiver, whoever it may be. However, I wanted to run this by you. I was watching an interview with Frankie Louvu, and he said something about he wouldn't necessarily have a problem with it if they all had to go on the same snap count. That could be a tweak that they could discuss. And I don't like the idea of offensive linemen being behind the quarterback. To me, they should be in front of the ball carrier. So maybe if you kept a tush push, you say only a tight end or a running back or somebody other than a lineman can be behind the quarterback.
Well, it usually is a tight end. It usually is a tight end, right?
It's not a lineman?
No, usually it's a tight end. But sometimes it could be a 6th lineman out there as well. But, for whatever reason, to me, it seems like it's Dallas Goedert or it's a tight end more often than not. I could be wrong, though. But yeah, okay. The snap count thing to me is I mean, what are you going to do? Declare, you know, then you're declaring what the play is too. Hey, we are running the tush push and we're going on one. That's not part of this rule proposal. So I don't like that tweak. I just think that the way Green Bay revised this proposal, now it adds all of these other plays that I also think aren't really true football plays. And I haven't enjoyed watching the running back, you know, a 3 yard gain on third and five, and then all of a sudden get pushed 3 yards further in the sticks move and it's first and 10. I want to see the runner get that, or I want to see it blocked well enough in front of him for the runner to get it. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's go to Cyrus. He's been on hold for a while. Cyrus, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I'm against the idea of the tush push, but I'm not sure all the extra all-encompassing banning assisting the runner is at least necessary for right now. I'm surprised the proposal isn't just, if you took the snap under center, you can't get pushed.
They couldn't get it passed. They only had 16 votes for that.
So that was specifically proposed?
The revised includes everything else. They think that has a better chance of passing and getting an additional 8 votes.
I have a hard time believing that they'd want to police it all over the field versus just the play on the tush push, because that's like, if you're isolating the play of the tush push itself, you could do a year of that to see, like, okay, how's the pace of play, which I agree with you about. How is it if, okay, Jalen Hurts isn't going to get pushed if he takes the snap under center, so he could take it in the pistol and then risk, you know, losing that extra head start that he'll have when he takes the snap and see how that goes. But I have a hard time believing it won't be really hard for the officials to keep track of it all, especially if there's a play like where the running back might be stumbling and then maybe like an offensive lineman not necessarily propels him forward, but like holds him up.
I think it's the intentional, you know, it's the intentional. I could read the rule. It's pretty detailed, but yeah, it would have to be sort of the intentional pushing, pulling, lifting, or assisting. If a lineman's, you know, stumbling downfield or getting blocked, you know, from behind, and he ends up, you know, plowing into the back of his running back, I don't know that would be a penalty. And it, you know, there would be some subjectivity to it anyway. But yeah, it's the only way they feel like they can get this thing passed was to essentially go to a rule that used to exist. This is the thing that, you know, they just never got enforced. You know, being able to aid a runner, a ball carrier. And then we've seen what's happened with Jalen Hurts. All of you on hold that I didn't get to, I apologize. We've run out of time on the show today. But tomorrow during the show, we may have the results of both the tush push tweaked version of it and also the playoff seeding. Maskey told us yesterday he thinks the seeding thing will not pass. He thinks that will be a rule that will eventually get implemented when they go to an 18-game schedule. All right, that's it for the day. Chris Russell is back. He's up next.